a plea deal reached in a 2017 stabbing incident. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. A Dover man is pleading no contest on charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. 38-year-old Joshua Barron changed his plea this week ahead of a scheduled jury trial. Assistant Tuscarawas County Prosecutor Mike Ernest says that there was a negotiated agreement upon Barron's decision.
Between the state of Ohio and Joshua Barron, the agreement is that Joshua Barron will be ordered to serve 8 years in prison as a result of his conduct.
Once his prison time is served, Barron will be under post-release control for up to 5 years. This case stems from a 2017 incident in which Barron stabbed Nick Hirschberger in a Dover parking lot. It
took place in the area of Tuscarawas Avenue near downtown Dover in February, in which, using a knife, stabbed another man in the chest.
Ernest points out that had a trial happened, Barron would have been sentenced between 3 to 11 years. He notes that in this case, the plea deal is appropriate.
We believe this is the sentence that likely would have occurred had there been a trial. And it prevents the victim from having to go through a really traumatic experience again in a courtroom. Every case is different.
He will officially be sentenced on Monday. Motorists who travel on State Route 258 should expect delays beginning Monday, June 11th. Ohio Department of Transportation's Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell says State Route 258 will close for a bridge repair project just east of Dunlap Creek.
We have a lane restriction on State Route 258. This is for a bridge over Dunlap Creek, which is located right near the I-77 bridges that go over State Route 258.
ODOT says traffic will be maintained at all times with temporary traffic signals, and the estimated completion date is August 9th. A 27-year-old is pleading no contest and was found guilty of attempting to corrupt another with drugs. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Mike Ernest explains that Robert Bayless agreed to change his plea after a deal was reached.
He was originally charged with corrupting another with drugs. As a part of this agreement, we agreed to amend the charge to the attempt in turn for Mr. Bayless pleading no contest and being found guilty.
The charge stems from an incident involving the death of 29-year-old David Albright of Denison in 2017.
It was alleged that as a result of this incident, a death does occur from the use of some illegal drugs. And it was alleged that Robert Bayless provided the drugs involved a mixture of heroin and fentanyl.
Bayless will be sentenced in 4 to 6 weeks. In your state news, the personnel file of a former Ohio State University doctor offers no clues that the university was aware of alleged sexual misconduct by the doctor. The file of the late Dr. Richard Strauss released Thursday shows high-ranking university officials congratulating Strauss as various appointments were announced over the years. The university said Thursday that former male student athletes from more than a dozen athletic teams have now reported sexual misconduct by Strauss, who died in 2005. And a look at your sports news, the Washington Capitals have won their first Stanley Cup. The Capitals won in a 4-3 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 5 on Thursday night. The Golden Knights closed their record-breaking season with their first 4-game losing streak. The Cavs are hoping to avoid a sweep tonight as they go into Game 4 of the NBA Finals at the Q. Tip-off time is at 9 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. Your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Law Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2006 Acura MDX SUV with heated leather seats, 4x4, sunroof, navigation, and electronic parking aid. A black 2010 Volkswagen GTI with a 4-cylinder engine, heated seats, sunroof, satellite radio, navigation, and daytime running lights. See these and other great vehicles at Lawn Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or at lawnmotorsco.com.
We'll see more clouds in the sky today. An uptick in humidity is expected as well. That could bring a stray shower or thunder shower to the area. High temperature today in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows in the low 60s. Saturday, partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms primarily during the afternoon and evening. High of 81. Mostly cloudy Sunday with showers and thunderstorms around. High 78. Partly sunny Monday with high temperatures in the upper 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, go to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.